After a private session this morning with the Archbishop of Quebec, Cardinal Marc Ouellet, Pope Benedict went to the consistory hall where he received a group of bishops from the Democratic Republic of Congo who are here in Rome on their ad limina visit. In his remarks to the prelates, the Pope called on them to be examples of virtuous life and to proclaim the gospel of Christ by that example.
Je vous encourage par l'exemple et la probité de votre vie étroitement unie au Christ à proclamer sans vous.
The Holy Father said the bloody conflict of recent years in Congo has left deep scars on the people of the Democratic Republic. The Pope assured his brother bishops that he was spiritually united to them.
Je voudrais manifester ma proximité spirituelle.
The Pope went on to say that the trying times in Congo brought forth signs of great pastoral energy and zeal for the gospel of Christ. The Holy Father called on the bishops of the Democratic Republic to continue their work toward building and sustaining lively church communities and said the permanent formation of the pastoral leaders of those communities is of the essence.
Ma pensée se tourne affectueusement vers tous vos prêtres, diocésains et membres d'instituts, collaborateurs de l'ordre épiscopal.
Following his meeting with the Congolese bishops, Pope Benedict made his way to the Clementine Hall, where he greeted the heads of Italy's Christian workers' associations for the 60th anniversary of their organization.
Venerati fratelli nell'Episcopato e nel Presbiterato, cari membri delle ACLI.
In his remarks to the labor leaders, Pope Benedict said the question of labor is at the center of rapid and complex changes in the world. The Holy Father went on to say that labor continues to pose questions for the human conscience and requires us not to lose sight of the principle that must govern our actions, which, he said, is the right regard for the good of every single human being and for society at large.
Che non si perda di vista il principio di fondo che deve orientare ogni scelta concreta.
The Pope said the members of the workers' associations are courageous witnesses to Christ in a crucial area of society, the workplace. Pope Benedict continued to say that the labor leaders need to recall the threefold base of their association: faithfulness to workers, faithfulness to democracy, and faithfulness to the church. The Pope also called on his guests to enlarge the sphere of their social action, in keeping with John Paul II's exhortation to them.
Le parole che Papa Giovanni Paolo II vi ha rivolto il 1 maggio 1995, solo il Vangelo fa nuove gli acli, ha detto.
Reporting on the Holy Father's activities this Friday, January 27th, I'm Chris Altieri.